Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jules. Hi there. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Oh, boy, I'm so glad you're here with us tonight because we are going to transform our genetic imprints tonight with the lovely Ann Taylor. Tonight's show is about obtaining the consciousness of multimillionaires. Oh yes, this is exactly what the doctor ordered for our current economic situation. And don't worry if you can't make the live show because this is still incredibly powerful by repeated listening through the archives. And each time you listen, it removes even more garbage that has been clinging to you forever, perhaps even through past lifetimes. So sit back, relax, and just let the healing begin right after these words. Access your forgotten abilities to create a happy and joyful life that is filled with abundance through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Listen to shows that will inspire and uplift your consciousness, required to fulfill your desires by downloading your favorite shows to your MP3 player. Join us at loaradionetwork.com. That's loaradionetwork.com. Come aboard to Law of Attraction Radio Network's cruise to Transformation 2010. The last cruise was so powerful, we wanted to bring forth the energy once again to heal and completely transform you into being the magnificent manifester that you are here to be. We have 8 exceptional interactive workshops that will heal you, transform you, and give you great insight to your authentic self. Dee Wallace is returning by popular demand, as well as the most incredible and documented energy healer, Amin Habib, who transforms and emits powerful healing energy to us all. We have Law of Attraction experts, EFT experts, relationship experts, and hypnosis experts ready to help you to transform your life. So come along and enjoy this most affordable and luxurious event. This 4-night cruise is May 31st through June 4th, out at the Port of Long Beach. Visit the cruise page at loaradionetwork.com. Think you can't afford this? Oh, yes, you can, because you are a magnificent manifester. See you on May 31st. Okay, we are back. I just want to let everyone know that we only have one more week left to sign up for the cruise. After April 1st, the cruise rates go up. So if you're going to come, now is the time to sign up. Go to loaradionetwork.com/cruise.html for more information. Love to see you there. And again, it's all about helping you transform. So if you need financial assistance, send me a personal email. Also, I just wanted to remind you that when you're on my host page, don't forget to put in your email address for an update to all of my upcoming shows. Then you will not miss Ann Taylor as she comes back on every month. And by the way, I know everyone is aware that Law of Attraction Radio Network is rapidly expanding out into the world. And the farther we reach, which brings us great joy, also comes the need of funds to broadcast these shows. Now, I'm a firm believer in not charging listeners for any fees like membership or listening to the archives, because this is powerful information that the world needs right now to shift us to a better feeling place. It's so important for each one of us to become empowered. by our knowledge that we can create a wonderful, peaceful world for generations to come by the power of our thoughts. So I want to direct everyone to LOARadionetwork.com homepage, where you will see the network broadcast media player. And on this media player is a link for you to provide a gift. If you have received any information that has enriched your life by my show or the airing of other terrific shows on this network, then perhaps you will consider sending us a gift of appreciation and love, which will not only help us reach out to more people, it may help you to shift into the prosperity consciousness that you are looking for. You know, tithing does work exceptionally well. If you're stuck financially, then consider getting unstuck by donating to something that brings you spiritual well-being, be it Law of Attraction Radio Network or somewhere else. It's the action with heartfelt appreciation that will completely open you up to new dimensions in financial prosperity. Before I bring the miracle worker and tailor out, I just want to mention that I've noticed some people actually get uncomfortable with the name God. And this is the primary reason why you often hear me refer to the universe or source energy. But this energy, or this incredible field as described recently by Neil Donald Walsh, is God. Any source of energy or power that makes you feel loved and empowered is your God. It truly doesn't matter what you call this magnificent source of energy, of pure love and creativity. Just know that this is the power that created you and has created the world. Therefore, the term of God is precise, as is any other name that can describe this magnificence. Now on to tonight's show. Dr. Bernie Siegel, author of Love, Medicine, and Miracles, says, Anne's intuitive ability is amazing. Her commitment to practicing her skills has made her a very efficient healing practitioner, and she has the courage to help people with natural healing energies. And Bob Schofield, author of Busting Loose from the Money Game, states, Anne's work is the closest thing to magic I have ever seen when it comes to healing, releasing, removing blocks, old stuff, and negative master biographic files. 1 minute the issue is there, and then poof, it's gone. Sometimes you notice a difference in minutes, sometimes in hours, and sometimes it takes a week or two for the full release to complete itself. But in any case, once it's gone, it's gone. And coming from Bob Schofield, that says a lot. Ann Taylor, the founder of Inner Healing Inc., which can be found at innerhealing.com, is an internationally known energy healer and teacher. Ann's profound gift is to facilitate your healing on a genetic, cellular, emotional, mental, spiritual, and even past life level. Her work eliminates belief systems that no longer serve you and imprints ones that do. The results are more health, wealth, and happiness in your life. I am thrilled to have Anne with us tonight. Welcome, Anne, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jules. It's an honor to be here. It really is. Thank you.
Anne, you have a very fascinating background. Share a little of that with us, won't you?
Well, you know, I'm very fortunate to have two careers this lifetime that I really love. And the first one was being a stockbroker, and I had the honor to be able to break the glass ceiling at Northwestern Mutual Life and become the first woman in management in the Robert W. Baird division. And I have this career, which I've been doing this work, this healing work now for 14 years, a little over 14 years. So it's amazing. And I still do things like read the Wall Street Journal and things like that and keep up on the economy. And I love doing this work. I love creating miracles. Actually, God does the the miracle work. I just asked, do the asking. But as our listeners will hear, that I'm very passionate about what I do now, and I love making a difference in other people's lives and being of service and making a contribution. And your listening audience will get an experience of that.
Much of the miracles that you're talking about is the result of releasing the genetic imprints that we all have. Now, Bruce Lipton talked about this genetic imprint through his book. So tell us the scientific background of this.
Yes, as a lot of people have spoken about, and it's been scientifically proven, and our DNA is responsible for about 50% of our actions that we inherited from our parents. We actually get 50% from our parents. And so often when people come to me and they say that they, for instance, worry about money, and I say, well, tell me about your parents and how they were about money, and they'll generally say they worried about money too. And so they come by it very honestly. When people on a scale of 1 to 10 are up around a 10 in an issue, generally they've inherited it from their parents. And so that's an area that I work on. Also, the conscious, subconscious mind, and it's very interesting what gets created. And also, we get neural networks and neural pathways created in our brains. When we create a habit, and we have lots of habits, we have a habit of brushing our teeth, for instance. There actually gets to be neural networks and neural pathways in our brains that get created for habits. And as we do the healing work today, what you'll get to experience, too, is not only the DNA work, but also people will have new neural networks and pathways created in their physical brain and their etheric brain, and they'll hear me ask God to do that for 28 days. And the reason for 28 days is that's how long it takes to make a new habit absolutely ingrained within you. There'll be no getting away from it.
By the way, that has been scientifically documented by the Mayo Clinic.
Yes. If anybody's listened to John Athraff, he's a big proponent of that.
And that's why you suggest listening to this recording over and over again, because not only is it building new neurons, but the healing energy remains on each recording. Isn't that correct?
Oh, yes. And you can't wear it out, because you'll hear me say things like this and or something better each time we do a piece of work. And what that means, every time I say and or something better, I feel this energy always come in that God always adds something better than what I ask for. And as you listen to the recordings over and over again, if what God has given you already is already in place, then the or better, God will create something different for you. Every time you listen to it, the or better. This and or something better, thy will be done. And so you can't wear out a recording. And you're right, Jules, they can listen to it over and over and over again. Get their friends to come and listen to it. They don't have to listen to me live. The recordings do just about as good a job as having me on a personal appointment. Yes, like somebody who has never done an appointment with me had such worry about money and the issues going on in her life, she said normally she'd be sick to her stomach. And she just listened to him over and over again. She just kept getting healed of different issues. She was calm. She knew everything was going to work out. She was fine.
And I want to mention that I had a personal session with you as well. And at the end of the session, I was literally dancing. Then I went to listen to the bundle, which we're going to talk about in a moment. And after listening to each one, I could feel the release of all of that baggage. I mean, one by one, it was like being lifted away from me.
Yeah, and it's true. And I don't know what God would want that was better for you. Just God wants 20 times more for you than you want for yourself, which I think is awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's what you got, Jules. You're exactly right.
Well, today we are focusing on the consciousness of a multimillionaire. Tell us what this is all about.
Well, multimillionaires are different than regular people. There aren't very many of them compared to the number of people there are in the general population. And as I do the work, or God does the work with the listening audience, what they'll find out is that, for instance, they'll have the self-confidence the same as a self-made multimillionaire has to make money. Okay, and when I ask God to do it the same as a self-made multimillionaire, it's a whole lot different than if I didn't put that caveat in there, because whatever I ask God to do, it gets done as I've asked. And so by me saying a self-made multimillionaire, it just means that it's a consciousness that they have for that particular issue, whatever I ask. And there, it's very different. You can read The Millionaire Mind by Stanley, and it's a fascinating book about self-made multimillionaires and what they're like and the characteristics that they have. And so as much as we can do today, what we're going to do is empower people to have a consciousness the same as a self-made multimillionaire. For instance, a couple of the things that we're going to do, Jules, is to eliminate the fear of lack of money. Most people today, because the economy and it's a worldwide situation, really, that to eliminate the fear of lack of money is a big issue for most people. And then I'll ask God to create a consciousness that empowers them to no longer have a fear of lack of money, enter something better, the same as a self-made multimillionaire would have, enter something even better that is God's will, because maybe that's not God's will. Maybe it wouldn't be appropriate for that person at that time. And God would be working with each one individually, not collectively. So that's what we're going to do today. And some of the things, like to have the self-confidence the same as a self-made multimillionaire to make money is big. That kind of self-confidence is big. Probably our listening audience more than likely has the worries about money. Now you listen to the recordings, Jules. Do you worry about money anymore at all?
You know, I don't. I have the sense that everything is going to work out for the best.
It's exactly. You hit the nail on the head. That's what happens when people listen to those recordings. That's exactly the way they get. They know that everything is going to work out.
And as we realize with the law of attraction, we need to shift ourselves upwards into a more positive place in order to create a better future.
Absolutely. Yes, it's as within, so without. You know, it's whatever you believe within you, you're broadcasting out to the universe, and it just delivers back to you. It's just a delivery system.
Would you like to do a healing session for us all, our first one for tonight?
Yes, let me do one so I can explain it to the listening audience as we go along here. Okay, let's do worry about money. And because I think that, just like I said a little earlier, a lot of people have this worry. So thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, that God removes the genetic imprinting that you have for worrying about money in every strand of DNA, in every cell in your physical brain and your etheric brain now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, that God creates a consciousness for you that empowers you to no longer worry about money like a self-made multimillionaire doesn't worry about money, and or something better that is God's will for you and your highest and best good. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe. Thank you, God, as God miraculously imprints you in every strand of DNA in your physical brain and your etheric brain with that consciousness now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, that God miraculously imprints you in every strand of DNA in your physical body, your etheric body, with that consciousness now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, that God miraculously imprints you once in your conscious mind and eight times in your subconscious mind with that consciousness now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, that God takes that consciousness and miraculously imprints your God's divine mind three times now with that consciousness for you. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, that God takes that consciousness and miraculously creates new neural networks and new neural pathways in your physical brain, your etheric brain, 24 hours a day for the next 28 days, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, miraculously with that consciousness for you, as it is God's will for you and your highest and best good. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, thank you, God, for healing the negative charges in all thoughts, memories, emotions, feelings, and reactions that you have in your conscious and your subconscious mind that would have you worry about money until you no longer have any. Until you no longer have any. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe. Thank you, God, for miraculously healing the negative attractor fields in your conscious and your subconscious mind for worrying about money until you no longer have any. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, that God miraculously removes the genetic imprinting that you have for worrying about money in every strand of DNA, in every cell in your physical body and etheric body now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, that God miraculously heals the negative neural networks and the negative neural pathways you have in your physical brain and your etheric brain for worrying about money, for worrying about money till you no longer have any, as it is God's will for you and your highest and best good. And what is a good idea to do after a piece of work is just to breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, letting all the air go out of your lungs. And just do that a couple of times, just breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, letting all the air go out of your lungs. And what you're going to find now is that the worry about money is completely gone. What you notice is a couple of things that I did. I asked God to create that consciousness for you that I talked about. And not only did God put it in your DNA, but God also imprinted your conscious and especially your subconscious mind 8 times with that consciousness. And then God took that consciousness and miraculously imprinted God's divine mind with that consciousness. And what I meant by that was that every time you have a thought, especially when it's accompanied by an emotion, you send it out to the universe and it bounces off of God's divine mind and it's sent back to you in the way of form. You create, you manifest your reality that way. It's just a simple sending out and receiving. We send it out, God sends it back. You know, whatever you send out in thought and especially emotion. And so that's when I say imprinting God's divine mind 3 times is I'm doing, taking that very consciousness and just bouncing it off to God's mind for you 3 times. And then we did the new neural networks and the new neural pathways. And that, like I'd already spoken about. And then next, this is very important now. Can you imagine how long and you'd never be able to do it to heal the negative charge and all negative thoughts that you had about money in your conscious or your subconscious mind? Can you imagine how long that would take? I mean, if you ever could. So it's really hard sometimes to change consciousness if you've got these negative thoughts and you're that would create worry about money. So what God does is miraculously heals until you no longer have any. You heard me say until you no longer have any. The negative charge and negative thoughts about money in your conscious, subconscious mind until you no longer had any. And so God will continue on until you no longer have any negative thoughts in your conscious, subconscious mind that would have you worry about money. Remember I said negative thoughts, negative memories, negative emotions, negative feelings, and negative reactions that would have you worry about money. Can you imagine all of those being healed in your conscious and especially your subconscious mind? Because most of you, what you know is that I'm only talking to 2 to 4% of you, which is your conscious mind, and your subconscious is more like 96%, they've proven now, 96 to 98%. So all that in your subconscious mind, which is steering the bus anyway, that's what's steering the bus, that's what's creating your, manifesting your life out there, is your subconscious mind, which probably many of you already know that. And so what was healed in your subconscious mind, all the negative charge on thoughts, memories, emotions, feelings, and reactions in your conscious and your subconscious mind that would create any worry about money until you no longer have any. And then next was healing the attractor fields. And attractor fields, that they're like energy. It's just a stronger sense of energy around you that you've created because of the worrying about money. You've just created what they call attractor fields. And they're, you know, you can almost like the rings around Mars. It's energy that's just specific for you that is creates this worry about money that gets healed also. And then the negative neural networks and pathways that you had for being worried about money. And this is basically the same process that I will do the whole way through. And the way I ask for things is the most important thing. The what I ask for and how I ask for it is done as I have asked. So, Jules, does that explain it? Do you have any questions?
Yes, and a comment. I loved the fact that you put worry about money until you no longer have any. Now, there you go. That's the law of attraction and the power of our thoughts. So that was wonderful.
And ask God to create a consciousness. And this was a very important part. that I ask God to create a consciousness for you that empowered the listening audience to no longer worry about money. And that's a very important part, because you have to have something, you have to have a different consciousness to go to so you'd no longer worry about money. If I, and by the way, this would have worked if I had just healed the, asked God to heal the worry about money and hadn't put something in its place, but it wouldn't have worked for very long. You have to have a different consciousness, and it's different for each person.
Isn't this fascinating? You know, I'm beginning to know myself in ways that I've never known myself before. It's really great.
Good for you, Jules.
And would you like to take a call?
Well, yeah, let's take a call. And let me tell the audience that by me working with somebody who's calling in, it doesn't matter that I'm working with somebody else. If you have the issue, you will be healed of it. It doesn't matter. All you have to do is want to get healed of it. And maybe, you know, because you're so subconscious, I'll just ask God to work with the entire listening audience, too, if that's okay with you, Jules.
Absolutely.
Okay. So who's our first caller?
We've got Ray from California. Hi, Ray.
Yeah. Hi, Ray.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, that was wonderful. I was really receiving that. So thank you so much. That was awesome.
And did your worry about money disappear?
It did, and I think I felt just a surge of energy, and I think I really allowed in, because I know that so much of this is being willing and allowing to let in what you're giving.
What specific issue do you have that's something pertaining to money that you would like to have healed?
Well, I've always had enough money, but what the pattern of how it coming in has always been sort of very dramatic, like in the last moment, and it's definitely a family pattern. And so what I would like to just release is the need for money to come sort of at the end of the line and just rather flow in incrementally with ease and with just openness and not the drama. Does that make sense?
Okay, what's the drama around the money? What's the feeling?
Well, I know where it stems from. My father was handicapped, and we were dependent on pay from his previous job. And it was always like, oh, are we going to get approval? Are we going to get what we need? And so we'd come to the end of the line, and then the check would come in, and all's well. We always got what we needed, but it was the drama that really set me up to a pattern of that I've been repeating in my own life. You know, you get to the end of the last project before the next project comes in, you know.
Hey, well, I'm going to do something, Ray, that will help the whole entire listening audience. And and you may be some of the parents did have wealthy parents that are listening, but most people didn't. And so, Ray, this is something I've done hundreds, maybe thousands of times with people. Is this okay that I become your mother and father for a minute here?
Sure.
And it'll be different about money. So thank you, God. I ask you, God, to create a consciousness out of what I'm about to say. Ray, this is your mother, and I want you to know, and this is for the entire listening audience, I want you to know that you are the best person I could have ever had, as I'm just so grateful that you're in my life. I am so grateful that you're smart, that you're bright, that you're creative, you know, and I want you to know that your dad and I have always been just so grateful to God that you're a member of this family. And I want you to know that your dad and I are fairly well off. We have a lot of money. And your dad and I really take good care of it, and we are teaching you to take good care of money too. And so that you'll always have it. So the best way we know is to show you by our example and how we take care of our investments, and that we always have, there's always a lot of money that we have. We just don't spend a lot of money. We love to take you shopping, and we love to do nice things for you. And your dad wants to talk to you about money. Hey, this is your dad, and I want you to know that what your mother said is true. You are just a gift to us. What a gift you are. We are so grateful that you're in our life. And your mother's right. You know, we do have a lot of money, and we do take really good care of it. And, you know, we've made money, and we've just taken really good care of our investments. And it's you know, making money is easy, and we want to bring you up knowing that making money is easy. And it's been easy for us. It seems like we are in that flow. We're in that flow of money. And I want you to know that we thank God every morning and every night that you're a member of this family. That and your being here is so important. We want you never to forget that. And we want you to know, your mom and I really want you to know that we're always here for you. We're always here for you. You can always turn to us. We're here for you no matter what. There's nothing you could do to keep us from loving you. We just love you so much. We love you so much. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe. Thank you, God, for miraculously imprinting Ray and any of the listening audience that would like to be imprinted with this too. Thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe. Thank you, God, for imprinting Ray and the listening audience and every strand of DNA and your physical brain, your etheric brain, for that consciousness now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe. Thank you, God, for miraculously imprinting Ray in the listening audience and every strand of DNA in your physical body, your etheric body, with that consciousness now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe. Thank you, God, as God imprints you once in your conscious mind and 8 times in your subconscious mind with that consciousness now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, that God takes that consciousness and miraculously imprints God's divine mind 3 times now with that consciousness for you. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe. Thank you, God, as God takes that consciousness and miraculously creates new neural networks and new neural pathways in your physical brain, your etheric brain, with that consciousness 24 hours a day for the next 28 days, miraculously using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, that God miraculously creates those new neural networks and new neural pathways in your physical brain, your etheric brain, 24 hours a day for the next 28 days, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe, and miraculously with that consciousness for you, thy will be done. Thank you, God. And I'm just going to ask you, Ray, and the listening audience, just to breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, letting all the air go out of your lungs. And just do that one more time, just breathing in through your nose and then letting all the air go out of your lungs, letting all the air, just breathing all the air out of your mouth. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
And Ray, I'm just going to check in with you and see how you feel about that situation with your family where it was like at the last minute with the money.
Easy. Easy. There's no resistance there. Thank you.
It's the money, that making money is easy?
Yes.
How do you feel about your father, how there was obvious that he was had the situation where he had to wait for his money right at the end, and it was, and how does that feel to you now?
There's just no charge, not a lot of charge. I see it separately from who I am, and I bless that what he was going through was his path, not mine, you know, so the separation is a little clearer, so thank you for that.
And so how do you feel about money now and it being at the end? It's having that, all that drama around it.
Yeah, I mean, I think more so it's a settling in of peacefulness, which is really welcomed rather than any kind of angsty energy, you know.
And this will keep working and working and working with you for the next 28 days, Ray. And this will be becoming your new consciousness about your parents, about money.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
You're so welcome.
I've got to chirp in here. I want to repeat again what I am feeling is finally trust, absolute trust, that everything is going to work out phenomenally, better than I had ever anticipated. So, yes, this works. Thanks, Ray. That was a wonderful issue, and I got a lot out of it. So let's go to Janet in Florida. Hi, Janet.
Hello, Anne. Hello, Jules.
Hi, Janice. Whereabouts are you in Southwest Florida?
I am on this marvelous little barrier island called Anna Maria Island.
So tell me, Janice, what's going on with money with you?
My biggest issue, I guess, is I was raised in a very poor background. My parents were very poor, and it appears that I have perpetuated that in my adult life. My biggest issue with money is that I don't have any, I don't know how to change that, and I'm extremely weary of all of that. I want to know how I can stop the worry, stop the negativity, stop the anger, stop all the feelings of not being good enough or smart enough or brave enough.
Did you listen to the piece we just did on the parents? How did that affect you, Janet?
Well, you know, I had the usual messages about money. You know, it doesn't grow on trees. You won't go to heaven if you're rich. I was always told I was never satisfied with being poor. I was told I was never satisfied. One of my big things was I was told, yeah, there are people in hell wanting ice water, too. Or,
Janet,
you know, do I look like a bank? Things like that. So I have those messages.
Janet, I'd like to do something with you.
Okay.
You seem to have a lot of negative memories about money. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure the listening audience has a lot of negative memories about money, or not everybody, but some people do.
Yes,
so this will be helping
sure.
everybody. I'd like you to bring up your negative memories about money, and the negative charge will be taken away, and then they'll disappear. Is that okay, Janet?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay, thank you, God. You bring them up now, and that's okay, and here we go. Thank you, God, using an infinite, boundless supply of energy from the universe. Thank you, God, as God heals the negative charge on the negative memories that you're bringing up. Thank you, God, and everybody in the listening audience, bring them up too. Thank you, God, for healing the negative charge and all memories that you're bringing up now. Thank you, God. For healing the negative charge and all negative memories that you're bringing up now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for healing the negative charge and all negative memories that you're bringing up now. Thank you, God, for healing the negative charge and all negative memories that you're bringing up now. Thank you, God, for healing the negative charge and all the negative memories that you're bringing up now. Thank you, God, for healing the negative charge and all the negative memories that you're bringing up now. Thank you, God, for healing the negative charge and all the negative memories that you're bringing up now. How are we doing, Janet?
Okay.
Charge coming off of them?
We're doing okay here, yes.
So all those.
I'm a little emotional, I'm sorry.
That's okay, not a problem.
Okay, good.
Not a problem. And so do you find that those negative memories are now disappearing for you?
Yes, I'm feeling much more peaceful and forgiving, I think. Is almost something I'm feeling too.
And
because I know my mother only did what she knew as well.
And that's true, but sometimes that's hard. So Janet, did you have that imprinting also that we did with Ray about your parents? That was your parents too that we imprinted you for.
Yes, yes.
How do you feel about money now?
Hopeful. Much more hopeful.
Okay, because the piece we did with Ray was imprinted within you, too, if you wanted it.
I understand that, and I did and do accept that.
Yay! Way to go, Janet. More hopeful. I hope everybody chimed in with, and every time you listen to this recording, by the way, Janet, and this is for our entire listening audience, you don't have to bring up memories, negative memories about money. You can bring up negative memories about anything. It doesn't matter. As long as I'm saying what I was saying,
uh-huh.
You bring up memories, and the negative charge will be taken off them.
That's awesome.
Great work, Janet.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thanks, Janet.
You so much. I so appreciate it.
Dear heart, thank you.
Now, in a few minutes, we're going to talk about the other bundle of recordings that will do everybody a world of good. So stay tuned for that. Now, let's go to our next caller. It's Elise from Texas. Hi, Elise.
Hi, Elise.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm enjoying this so much. It's very, very powerful. Amazing.
Oh, good. I'm glad because it's meant for you and all the listening audience. So tell me, Elise, what's going on with money concerning you?
Well, I've never been poor, so I don't have, you know, that deep despair that a lot of people have. So I've always been taken care of. But what I was realizing is I'm listening to you talk. A lot of things are coming up for me about my family. Because my parents, you know, could have been really wealthy, but never really were because they gave a lot of money away. They were taken advantage of by a lot of people. People borrowed money, never gave it back. bad investments. You know, basically they were, I mean, I've watched this happen, I mean, to this day. And I realized that, what I realized is they watched them be hurt by money. So maybe I never allowed myself the idea of being wealthy because I'd see people kind of hurt you and take advantage of you. I've always had enough to get by. I've always been taking care of myself. But it was sort of like what Ray talked about. Sometimes it comes at the last minute, a little too much drama that I'm ready to let go of. But I've always been taken care of. I've never felt that I wouldn't be taken care of. But I would like to let go of having to worry about being in debt or worrying about being able to take care of myself in the long term.
So you don't have any worry about money anymore, Elise, right?
It feels different. When you did the very first, the fear of money or the fear of not having money, I can't remember the exact words you used, I felt such a great expansion, like a belt that was around me, let go of around my entire energy field. I felt
that's the fear of lack of money.
Yeah, that felt incredible.
And how did you feel about that piece that God created for Ray and all of you about your parents? Did that change your paradigm about your parents and money?
That felt really lovely, and that's when I think the idea came in that I realized that I watched them be hurt, you know, in relation to money, because they have these really giving hearts and always want to be of service, and that's never changed, but they just never have really ever felt the joy of having money. They always kind of suffer, even though to look at them, they seem to have enough, but they never feel like they have enough.
But do you feel like you never have enough money?
I don't think that I used to think that way. I used to kind of be a little bit small, and I was just happy with what I had. But lately, I'm beginning to realize, as a part of loving myself, that it should be good to let in the idea that I could have abundant wealth. And I just love this whole idea of the consciousness of a multimillionaire that you've been talking about.
Well, how about this, Elise? What do you think about this? I'm going to tell you, everybody listening, that this is basically people's biggest issue. So you don't feel like you're worthy and you deserve and fill in the blank.
Right.
If you'd like to know that you're worthy and you deserve all the money necessary to meet all your needs and wants.
Yes.
And is that okay?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and this is for everybody. And thank you, God, using an infinite, boundless supply of energy from the universe that God creates a consciousness that empowers you to know that you are worthy and you deserve all the money necessary to meet all your needs and wants and or something even better that is God's will for you and your highest and best good. And thank you, God, using an infinite, boundless supply of energy from the universe that God miraculously imprints you in every strand of DNA and every cell in your physical brain, your etheric brain, with that consciousness now. Thank you, God, using an infinite, boundless supply of energy from the universe that God miraculously imprints you in every strand of DNA and every cell in your physical body, your etheric body, with that consciousness now. Thank you, God, using an infinite, boundless supply of energy from the universe that God miraculously imprints you one time in your conscious mind and eight times in your subconscious mind with that consciousness now. And thank you, God, using an infinite, boundless supply of energy from the universe that God takes that consciousness and miraculously imprints God's divine mind three times now with that consciousness for you. And thank you, God, using an infinite, boundless supply of energy from the universe that God takes that consciousness and miraculously creates new neural networks and new neural pathways in your physical brain, your etheric brain with that consciousness, using an infinite, boundless supply of energy from the universe that God miraculously continues to create those new neural networks and new neural pathways 24 hours a day for the next 28 days with that consciousness for you, miraculously with that consciousness for you, using an infinite, boundless supply of energy from the universe, thy will be done. Thank you, God. And just go ahead and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, letting all the air go out of your lungs. And do that one more time, Elise, and then let me know when you're finished. And I'm sure the listening audience is just joining in and doing that breathing too. Thank you. Thank all of you.
Yes, thank you so much.
And Elise, how do you feel about being worthy and deserve all the money necessary to meet all your needs and wants?
I feel a much deeper possibility. I feel it expanding within me right now. My heart's opening to places that I hadn't been open before. It feels wonderful.
So So how do you feel vis-a-vis your parents? Do you feel like you're worthy and you deserve all the money necessary to meet all your needs and wants?
Yes.
And how's that? And when I said enter something better, you should have felt the energy that went into the or better.
Yes, I feel this expansion in my heart. I feel it opening in places that I didn't realize it was shut down.
Yay, thank you, God. I have no idea. And let me tell you what to expect, Elise, and this is for the rest of the listening audience, too. The work that we're doing here today will continue to work for days and days and days and days and days on you.
Yes.
It won't quit because we hang up the phone.
Right.
Yeah, it will. And so you're just going to be in for some amazement.
Yes.
You know, how all this just shows up in your life, in your life too, Ray, in your life too, Janet. You know, it's going to be, it's in yours too, Jules, and everybody who's listening, that it's just going to be amazing for you.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the precipice of something beyond what I can put in words.
Yay, way to go, Elise.
Grateful.
You've been a great guest. I appreciate it.
That was really great, Elise. Thank you so much. You know, we've got another caller, but I do want to bring up about the bundles. It's a group of magnificent recordings that have to do with money and happiness and relationships and everything else. It's just wonderful. My favorite part on the money recording had to do with the releasing of the doom and gloom thinking. Boy, did I need that.
Yeah, it eliminates fear of impending doom, the fear that something bad's going to happen, which is a lot in the economy today. You're right. I was telling Jules earlier that fear of impending doom years ago used to dog my heels. I really didn't like fear of impending doom, the fear that something bad was going to happen.
If there's anything so huge as to stop you from moving forward, it's the impending thought of something terrible happening.
And yeah, and in that recording, it also heals the fear of the future, fear of change, and fear of the unknown. It eliminates the most negative belief you have about money, and you don't have to know what it is. You don't, because God knows what your most negative belief is about money. So every time you listen to that recording, your most negative belief about money is eliminated and replaced with a positive belief.
And your happiness recording.
Yep. It removes the genetic imprinting for unhappiness. You actually have a genetic imprinting for unhappiness. And it empowers you to know that you're worthy and you deserve to be happy. And people who listen to it in the morning, and they say they're happy all day long. And so that's a great one to listen to, too. There's one on intuition. Every successful person, bar none, hands down, there are no exceptions to this, trust their intuition. And what it really does is it empowers you to really trust your intuition. So you're no longer second-guessing yourself. You're no longer wondering if it's the right thing to do, that you can take action without and trust your intuition. The last one's on relationships. And it eliminates loneliness. It eliminates the fear of rejection, the fear of abandonment, the fear of being hurt. And it's hard to have a real healthy relationship with really anybody if you have fear of rejection, fear of abandonment, and fear of being hurt. And some of you know Carolyn Mace, and she said loneliness is really the most negative emotion that you can have. It would create the most disease, and she's a very famous medical intuitive. I don't know if some of you have heard of her or not.
Oh, yes.
And so that's also very powerful.
I've heard them, I've used them, and I love them. So let's send everybody there to get that first. There is a link on my host page that you can click that will take you directly to Anne's site. And if you're listening from some other location like your mobile phone, let me give you the address. It's innerhealing.com/bundle1.html. Let me repeat that again. It's innerhealing.com/bundle1.html. You know what really blew me away is the price. It's so inexpensive for all four recordings. My gosh, what a deal.
Well, and it's only $37, and normally the recordings have been marked down from $27 to $22 when we went into this economic times. I wanted to make it so anybody could afford it, really. And so normally if you bought all four recordings, they would be $88. And they're for sale at that bundle is for sale at $37.
And that is so incredibly generous of you because they are life-changing. I also want to tell you that I listened to another recording on there that was called Miracles. Now, that's not part of the bundles, but I got to tell you, that it's worth its weight in gold because just really, really wonderful things happened after I listened to that. So I recommend it.
Yeah, the Miracles is not part of the package. The Miracles one you can purchase on my website, innerhealing.com. That's the inner, innerhealing.com. And you can go to products, and that's available for $22, the one on the Miracles that Jules just spoke about. The package is the one about money, the one about happiness, intuition, and relationships.
And that's a winning package. Let's go to our next caller, Janice from Northern California. Whereabouts in California are you, Janice?
I'm in Northern California. I live in Grizzly Flats, which is between Sacramento and Tahoe, but I work towards Sacramento.
Hey, Janice, what's going on with you about money?
I never have enough. I'm always overdrafted. I mean, I'm able to pay things, but I'm paying them in a deficit.
So do you believe there's never enough money?
Apparently, I do. It's been, forever. Because everything costs me money, it's not bringing in money, even my businesses, and I'm always running overdrafts. So, yeah, there's never enough.
Well, how about if we give you the money consciousness of a self-made multimillionaire?
Oh, I would just love that.
Okay, this won't solve all your problems, but this will help. And this is for everybody that's in our listening audience. So thank you, God, using an infinite, boundless supply of energy for the universe. Thank you, God, for creating a consciousness for the listening audience, including Janice, that empowers you to have the money consciousness of a self-made multimillionaires have and or something better that is God's will for you and your highest and best good. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe that God miraculously imprints you in every strand of DNA and every cell in your physical brain, your etheric brain for that consciousness now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe that God miraculously imprints you in every strand of DNA and every cell in your physical body and etheric body with that consciousness now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe that God miraculously imprints you once in your conscious mind and eight times in your subconscious mind with that consciousness now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe that God takes that consciousness and miraculously imprints God's divine mind three times now with that consciousness for you. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy for the universe that God takes that consciousness and miraculously creates new neural networks and new neural pathways for you in your physical brain, your etheric brain, 24 hours a day for the next 28 days with that consciousness for you. Then thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy for the universe that God continually creates those new neural networks and new neural pathways out of that consciousness 24 hours a day for the next 28 days and miraculously with that consciousness for you. Thy will be done. Thank you, God. And Janice, just go ahead, and I'm asking our listening audience, everybody just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, letting all the air go out of your lungs, and do that twice, and let me know when you're finished, Janice.
Okay. Wow.
Janice, how does that feel about money?
There is enough. There is enough.
Yay.
I feel better.
What else are you feeling about money, Janice?
That there is a constant flow of it, and it's available for me. And I feel I listened to the other sessions you did, and each one has released something else about it. So I feel much better about money, that there's plenty there. I'm not afraid of not having it now. So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and so
Well, that is a huge shift for you, Janice, from what you just told us.
It is huge. Thank you.
You deserve it.
And that was the other thing, was that all my life I never was good enough and didn't deserve. So, and I don't feel that now. I feel much better that I do deserve it.
Yay, you do deserve it. Yay, way to go. We didn't do not enough, not good enough. We'll save that for another time.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a big one in my life. That used to be.
From what I'm hearing, that's a big one for everyone. I also want to let people know that you do private readings. So if there's people out there who would like to have a one-on-one session with you, which is phenomenal, I may add, that they can contact you directly and set up an appointment.
Yes, I do private appointments. They're $90 for half an hour. If I could have found a me years ago, I would have saved myself tens of thousands of dollars. You know, but anyway, it's my assistant Colleen is happy to talk to you about that. You can always go to my website, innerhealing.com, and go look under 15-minute phone consultation and go from there if anybody is interested. And I ask people to bring, you know, five or six very specific issues to a session, and we can deal with those. When I say very specific, I mean, for instance, let's say you had a worry that had been a very specific worry. For instance, worrying about what other people think about you. That's a very specific worry that people have. And that's very specific issues, and we could deal with about five or six in a half hour, which is fabulous.
Now, I want to remind everyone that what just happened is that you just shifted your vibration upward by releasing all of the genetic imprints, everything that we've had through this past, I mean, through our lives, into the last life. We have released it and will continue to release it. So that means we are shifting upwards. This is the place where we can definitely improve on creating exactly what we want.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right, Jules. One more, Jewel, is that okay?
Perfect way to end the show.
How would everybody like the self-confidence, the same as self-made multimillionaires, to make money? That kind of self-confidence. So thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy for the universe that God creates a consciousness for you that empowers you to have the self-confidence to make money, the same as self-made multimillionaires have the self-confidence to make money and or something even better that is God's will for you and your highest and best good. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy for the universe that God miraculously imprints you in every strand of DNA. And every cell in your physical brain, your etheric brain, for that consciousness now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe that God miraculously imprints you in every strand of DNA and every cell in your physical body, your etheric body, with that consciousness now. And thank you, God, using an infinite boundless supply of energy from the universe that God miraculously imprints you once in your conscious mind and eight times in your subconscious mind with that consciousness now. And breathe in through your nose. And out through your mouth, just breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And that was the last one, and we don't have any more time, do we, Jules?
No, unfortunately, we're out of time, but Anne, it was wonderful. I'm sure if people go back to the archives and re-listen to this, they're going to keep on getting more and more releasing of the old energy. And this is the perfect time to announce that Anne is going to come back on next month. So keep tuning in. And don't forget, for more healing, go to Anne's site and get the bundles. Anne, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for being such a blessing to this world right now in this particular time in history.
Oh, well, thank you, Jules. I am so honored that you had me on the show, and I thank all our listening audience, too.
Yes, and I thank all who participated in tonight's call and everyone who listened. Go out there and release that garbage. Let's get to a wonderful place because we all deserve it. Have a wonderful week, and we'll be back with you next Sunday. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.